As we go through the bracha of Hamavir Shena, what becomes immediately apparent is there's a switch in the bracha. Hamavir Shena me'enayos numa me'afapai, which is in the singular. And then we start talking shetargilei nebesayra secha, and the whole rest of the paragraph is really talking about the plural. What happened over there? We would have expected the rest of the prayer to be in the singular, just like the preceding bracha. And here I think we have something which is absolutely crucial. There's a Gemara in bracha stuff, lamed, that chavtes amud beis. And Abaya says in the Gemara over there, you always have to include the community in your tefillas. Rashi explains there that in that way, your tefillas are going to be acceptable to Hashem. All of our tefillas, therefore, are in the plural, as long as the contents allow them to be the case. Interestingly, the second Yihiratzim, which comes next, is actually in the singular, because it was originally a personal bakasha request of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, it's interesting. Even when we say for a private fast, for example, we actually do it in the plural as well. Why? Because there must also be another Jew somewhere that's fasting that day. When we say Tfilas HaDerech, even if you're traveling by yourself, it's in the plural. All in the plural. The idea, says Rav Munk, is absolutely crucial. And it's vital to understanding what prayer is and how we daven as Jews specifically. The rule is to have all tefillahs in the plural and not just to think of yourself by itself. And that is an idea of the highest educational value. Through it, prayer becomes a community building factor. It greatly intensifies and strengthens the feeling of mutual responsibility and the complete solidarity of the community. It guards the individual against selfishness. Therefore, the Arizal teaches us when we daven, we're actually meant to start our davening by saying, Hareini makabal al atzmi mitzvahs asei shel v'ahavta l'recha kamaycha. I hereby undertake to fulfill the mitzvahs asei of v'ahavta l'recha kamaycha. There's no bracha on v'ahavta l'recha kamaycha. But when we're about to daven in the plural, we need to start to develop that real sense of love, care, and compassion for every Jew. And the truth is that any tefillah which is altered for selfish reasons is going to be rejected. It's only when you have a tefillah that comes and is broadened by pure brotherly love as a supplication for the whole community, then it's accepting to Hashem. In fact, the Sefer Chassidim says the following. Many people daven, but they're not hurt. Why? Because the misfortune of others didn't move them, and therefore you're not hurt. If you would have fulfilled the precept in the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha, would have said to himself, if I was in his position, I would also need to daven too. Therefore, we daven in the plural, Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafa, Barech aleinu. Someone who has no compassion is no different from an animal, because an animal has no pity on the suffering, but no pity for the suffering of its kind. Such a person, it says, Umaysa Adam min abahema ayin ki hakel havel. There's no difference between man and beast. This is the difference between davening in the singular and davening in the plural. Interestingly, by the way, the Zayah says even when David HaMelech was referring to himself in the singular, he's actually referring to all of Klal Yisrael. Because his sense of me, his sense of ani, of anochi, was so broad that it included all of Klal Yisrael within it. And this is, I think, is the key point. It's when we daven and we stand as individuals in front of Hashem, we're extending our sense of self, we're expanding our sense of self. To include others, to include the tzibur, to include the community within it. In doing so, we develop a sense of care and compassion. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're people that aren't just in it for ourselves, and Hashem answers our tefillahs. He includes us within the tzibur. That's why we daven in the plural.